organism. It's like a, it's like a dinosaur. No young person. I mean, you look at television, look at Robert Shuler. You see any young people in there?
Right.
You couldn't get, an 18-year-old to buy into that approach at all. It's, you can take the Willow Creek model. They had their little niche. They tried to move one generation down, and they abandoned completely, by their own admission, they abandoned the whole program after a number of years of trying it because they're so highly defined in their niche. So this is planned obsolescence. I remember when a metaphor for this, I was in Tulsa and I was looking at the Oral Roberts campus. They tried to make it as modern as possible.
Right.
And now it looks like a parking lot for old Star Wars spaceships. It's so bizarre. And in an effort to be cutting edge and modern, they became completely obsolete, out of date. And that's what's going to happen to this movement. It's going to have its little tiny moment to try to corrupt the church. And the next generation is going to have a completely different spin on what they want. And this is going to be an obsolete kind of thing. The thing that's not obsolete is the Word of God. The thing that's always relevant, always penetrating, is the truth of God.
You know, in fact, as I survey just the past 20 years or so, there seem to be waves of this. The previous wave was the Willow Creek model, seeker sensitivity, and all of that. In some ways, your critique of the emerging church movement sounds very much like your critique of seeker sensitivity, Willow Creek, and all that. How are these two movements similar, and how are they different?
Well, it's the same philosophy. Give people what they want. And so as people's wants change, as the culture defines things, you change with it. I don't think the, for example, I don't think the Willow Creek people at the very beginning would say homosexuality is okay. Because when they sort of launched their little niche, the big issue wasn't homosexuality, it was feminism. Mm. So they did buy into that.
Okay.
They bought into feminism, and he has his wife, Bill Hybels has his wife preach, and he bought into Gilbert Belzikian's whole shtick about feminism, and he was his guru. Feminism was the hot deal, and they were going to be relevant, and their relevancy meant we embrace feminism. The next wave is homosexuality. So the new deal is you have people like Brian McLaren and all these other guys, Chris Say, saying, sure, we have homosexuals in our church, but we also have people who like chocolate and people who are overweight. You know, they don't see a difference between that. So whatever the current sin that needs to be tolerated in the culture is, they'll buy into. So it's just the next wave of cultural accommodation, redefining Christianity in terms that are acceptable to whatever.